The Nuclear Resistor Archives of Nonviolent Action at the Nevada Nuclear Weapons Test Site fill most of two file boxes, and that's just since 1980. Protest and resistance at the Nevada test site goes back to at least August 1957, when a small group of Quakers were arrested at the remote outpost on the 12th anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima. That night, they bore silent witness to the atmospheric test of yet another nuclear bomb, this time suspended from a balloon 1,500 feet above the desert. Their action helped build the movement leading to the 1963 Partial Test Ban Treaty that banned atmospheric testing. Thousands, including my wife Felice and I, have been arrested since then for trespass at or near the test site's main entrance just off Highway 95, about an hour north of Las Vegas. But on more than a dozen occasions in the late 1980s and early 1990s, as the movement for a comprehensive test ban neared success, small affinity groups also hiked cross-country into the vast desert reserve. They trekked with permission of the Western Shoshone, the indigenous stewards of the land who were evicted when the test site was established in the 1950s. Their intention? To block roads and disrupt operations inside the test site, and if possible, by their visible presence at Ground Zero, to halt each new test. A recruiting announcement in the March 1987 issue of the Nuclear Resistor notes that these actions require stamina for several days of desert hiking with all gear and water. They also pose risk of injury due to ground movement at the moment of testing or radiation exposure in the rare case of an underground test that vents. In fact, at least one team would seek shelter beneath an overhang when the nuclear blast knocked boulders loose from the cliff above them. In the days before cell phones, these small teams relied on paper maps and citizens' band radios and walkie-talkies to communicate their location back to supporters in Las Vegas, who would in turn alert the media and publicly call on the test site to hold their fire. Responding to this increased infiltration, the test site added more remote sensors to the roads crisscrossing the range, brought in two more helicopters, and dispatched ground teams with night vision goggles. In 1986, the Department of Energy admitted for the first time that backcountry activists near Ground Zero had in fact caused the delay of a nuclear test codenamed Belmont. Four people had been caught crossing through the sprawling Nellis Air Force bombing range that wraps around three sides of the test site, but two others had slipped by, evading helicopters until the next morning when one woman got under the fence surrounding Ground Zero. She walked across the denuded desert, then crawled back under the fence and surrendered when security forces arrived. Her action companion was nabbed later that day when he came out into the open less than 30 yards from the perimeter. The Belmont test had to be delayed for 25 minutes, time for a helicopter to land and whisk him away. Once, two men hiked at night to a ridge overlooking a test site command post. They brought along a small tank of helium. At dawn, they filled heart-shaped balloons and sent them skyward in memory of the victims of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Later, test site workers picked them up as they walked along a road and drove them into the command post. Exiting the car, the men began leafleting and talking to the surprised workers until authorities arrived to arrest them. A conspiracy charge was dropped when the Las Vegas reporter who had interviewed them ahead of the action about their plan refused to testify. Many of the backcountry activists were jailed, and some served up to 3 months behind bars, including a group of six women who, in May 1987, had hiked 50 miles to reach Ground Zero. The test site protests, with thousands at the gate and scores in the backcountry, helped to turn the tide. The last underground U.S. nuclear test in Nevada was in 1992. By 1996, the U.S. had joined nearly every other nation in the world to agree on a comprehensive nuclear test ban treaty. Although Senate ratification of the treaty yet seems a distant hope, while some have called to resume the test program. This has been Jack Cohen Joppa with more stories from the Nuclear Resistor Archives to inspire your activism today.